AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says more people are finding jobs and making more money. The Labor Department says 431,000 jobs were added last month.
And that's striking. But what's even more striking is this. In March, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, down from 6.4% when I took office about 15 months ago. The fastest decline in unemployment to start a president's term ever recorded.
The March report sketched a brighter picture for the job market with steady hiring and rising wages. Lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot are increasingly going public with critical statements, court filings, and more to deliver a blunt message to Attorney General Merrick Garland at the Department of Justice. The pressure is building on Garland.
We follow the facts and the law wherever they lead. That's all I can say about the investigation. It's our longstanding norm to not comment on ongoing investigations.
Garland has given no public indication about whether prosecutors might be considering a case against former President Trump. In Ukraine, another desperate attempt to rescue civilians from the shattered and encircled city of Mariupol failed, and Russia accused the Ukrainians of launching a helicopter attack on a fuel depot on Russian soil. The CDC announced it is ending a policy that limited asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the change will be effective May 23rd.
It requires the implementation of appropriate COVID-19 mitigation protocols, also scaling up capacity and scaling up resources.
The policy went into effect under President Donald Trump in March of 2020. The Iowa Supreme Court upheld much of a 2019 jury verdict that found the state discriminated against a transgender state prison employee. This is AP News. The votes are in. Amazon workers in Staten Island, New York are unionizing. It's a first for Amazon.
In a tally overseen by the National Labor Relations Board, Amazon workers at a sprawling New York warehouse complex on Staten Island voted in favor of a union by a margin of 523 out of nearly 4,800 ballots cast. It's the first successful organizing event at the retail giant in U.S. history and a win for the fledgling Amazon labor union led by interim president Chris Smalls.
Amazon doesn't become Amazon without the people. And we make Amazon what it is.
The organizers, current and former Amazon employees, said their grassroots approach was more relatable and helped them where established unions have failed in the past. Meanwhile, Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama appear to have rejected a union bid do-over led by the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. I'm Jennifer King.
Major League Baseball says umpires will have microphones this year to announce the results of challenged calls on the field. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.